Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
This is a bit of a postscript from a podcast which we did a couple of weeks ago about Christmas adverts and bemoaning various of them. It occurred to me the other day that actually what we should be celebrating and indeed reviewing this time of year actually is not the commercial Christmas adverts that one sees, especially given the situation that we now have with climate and ethical and environmental issues that we are more aware of as marketers. But we should actually be putting more effort into the charitable adverts. And rather than sitting and waiting for the latest John Lewis advert, we should actually be waiting for the latest shelter advert. And surely agencies should be putting their effort and time into creating much better and hard-hitting charitable adverts. This is the time of giving, and this, to some degree, therefore, should be with the environmental issues that we now have. The move from commercialism to sustainability. What do you think, Kieran?
It is interesting. It's not until you mentioned this to me yesterday that I realised I hadn't heard any charity advertising. Now, 2 weeks ago, I did say I wasn't seeing an awful lot of Christmas advertising. So last night, I actually went and had a look at places like Campaign Live that do a sort of Christmas advert roundup and places like that. There's not an awful lot around, not big, high-profile ones. The most high-profile ad I've come across was the Radio 4 appeal for St Martin's in the Fields, which they do every year. Yes. And they just take a well-known voice from Radio 4 and ask them to say what the charity does. So it's not high production value, sort of John Lewis-style Christmas advert. But yes, it is quite a shock that I hadn't even thought about it until you asked. You were mentioning the Good Agency. This is an advertising agency, but they do, what's the phrase I want?
Social enterprise and charity work, yes.
Thank you.
It's an interesting one. They specialise in looking at charitable and social enterprise marketing.
And they have just published a survey that they did with the YouGov, suggesting, in fact, that certainly in the UK, people are getting a little bit fed up with the larger charities. 53% of their respondents thought charities were too corporate. One in two say donating to charity is a bottomless pit. 43% don't think charity is the best way to solve problems. It's quite interesting. Mm. I think if you did that a few years ago, you'd have had a very different set of answers.
I think that's very possible because we've gone on with the same sorts of problems year in, year out. And charities has always been seen as being one of the major solutions because the usual argument was that governments weren't doing enough. But the same problems still persist. So I think from a lot of people's perspective, you know, is the solution charities? Just coming back to the point of whether or not big production values would not be better placed within the charitable sector rather than the commercial sector, that might be a way of actually changing people's perceptions as to whether or not the charity route is one of the better routes to solve these problems. And certainly there are some good adverts out there and some different advertisement approaches. Shelter and Great Ormond Street Hospital are a couple of that's been highlighted. And I think that the general perception of sustainability these days gives much more, I think, credence to we should be looking to develop the alternative means of solving the problems in society rather than looking at the ways of just spending more money and perhaps having greater impact on the climate through commercialisation. And that was the point that I was sort of really trying to get at, you know, whether or not we're actually putting the emphasis in the wrong place. Whether it's charities per se or whether it's, you know, action campaigns, you know, that might be an interesting debate as to whether or not I think what Bob Geldof used to say, the old nostrums don't work and therefore we should be trying new ways.
Yes, I was actually reflecting again because you'd had the conversation yesterday. And I was looking at the ways charities solicit money from me. So like a lot of people, I have a sort of standard roster of charities that I give to. it can feel relentless. You've just given, and then the next month there's another request with a different story and a different problem. And I think, again, there is an element of fatigue. We all understood that charities really struggled last year, and I perhaps one had more time to sit and read the requests. Maybe there is a slight sense of, come on, move on now, find something else, find another way. And yes, Bob Geldof did break open. It's hard now to realise just what a change Live Aid was and how different that made the charity landscape.
I think that's very true. I think the bargain that you have with a charity is a very complex one. There isn't so much a commercial aspect to it, and we know, as we've looked at the issues of charitable marketing, how you actually have to meld the standard theories of business and marketing to fit the charitable sector. And the charitable sector has, in many instances, adopted many more commercial practices just in order to survive. And sometimes it probably seems, as you say, a treadmill now of giving, but doesn't seem necessary to solve the problems. And new ways perhaps are considered. And maybe this is part of the new normal as we go forward from the pandemic. Interesting concepts to think about. And as I say, this is a postscript to the previous podcast, which was about the standard, where are the commercial TV adverts for Christmas? Perhaps we need to think a little bit wider. I hope you found it interesting, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content.
From Cambridge Marketing College.